Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Coffee and Cream in the morning on Hale Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. Damon Benning, Andrew Rogers. Hey, we're about halfway through the show, so this seems like a good time to set up the show, right? Because
yeah.
That's what we that's what I do really well.
Probably should have got to that, but hey, the show happened.
Joel Lorenzi coming your way at 9 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts on the NBA and a few extra thoughts on
nice
Creighton.
Piece comparing both rosters. With Nebraska and Creighton.
Indeed, indeed there was. And then we will get into Super Regional Talk with Aaron Fitt, co-editor and national writer for D1 Baseball. That will close out the show. We also will have the Sports Six Pack, which we probably should do in the next segment because, as all of you know out there, DB and I are really good about keeping our answers short and sweet for that. So the as little time as possible. No, we need all the time we can get when we do the Sports Six Pack, that presented by Zipline.
I'm watching all this tape on Bert.
Just now you're deep in the rabbit hole.
I am. I shouldn't have started on Huddle, but I knew what we were working on today at school, so I'm just like. And of course, we open with them. Prep.
So it works out. It works out.
But anyway, like. I don't know. I enjoy
How
this.
About them
I enjoy this what, kind of stuff.
It's interesting you say that. It's all about what you enjoy. You enjoy that thing because you know it works, right?
Yeah. I didn't used to. I didn't used to.
You can't ever do too much.
Listen, we had this conversation. This is probably about 4 months ago, maybe, with one of the guys on the staff. He's not a random, but not. Doesn't come up a ton. And we just kind of in passing, you're chopping it up about something, and he's asking me about my experience, and you're talking about watching film, and, you know, he was referencing watching film with Coach Rule and how different it is. Like, because I think, and all I could think of is there's an art to watching film, right? It's not just about you or watching your highlight play or following the ball. Like, when you really get good, there are lots of little intricacies that you can look for. And he talked about the experience. Because you asked me a question. What did you ask me 2 weeks ago? You asked me about. You said, hey, do you think Coach Rule watches film to figure out.
Oh, yeah.
What did you ask me?
I said, hey, do you think he goes back and watches old film and then sits there and thinks, ooh, that play, if that play would have gone differently or this point in the game, if this would have gone just a tad bit differently, that would have changed the entire outcome. And that's figuring out a way to win is essentially how I
it's a really good
how
question.
I pose the question.
Which is a lot of kind of how he likes to watch. Play sequence. Pet plays, families of plays, watching the team. Like, let's just say from like let's say he's going through Colorado, and you know, turning the outcome, a play or a series that he think was kind of the difference. How to avoid it? What happened? Why after watching a certain amount of games do I come back the very next day at a spring practice? And go through speeches about one game at a time. Why, when I go talk to the chamber, is one game at a time on my mind? You know why? Because I think he's seen enough film. Now, I'm speculating here. I think he's seen enough film where he's thinking, you know what? That's not going to happen to us anymore. We're going to stay in the moment. We're not going to have an onside kick be the reason for the treason for a derailed season. I'm just not going to let that happen.
No doubt to me about that.
And then I go back to my cycle of the 60-second anatomy of a play, right? Huddle, get the play call, formation recognition, play snaps, walking back to the huddle, you know, evaluate the outcome. At the very end, before you start the next thing, own it, move on, next play.
Because iron sharpens iron.
I think I maybe have tweeted out that picture. And he used it in a clinic, so I think I can.
Mm-hmm.
it's not just football. It's actually how you should probably do life.
Uh-huh.
it's probably actually how you should do life.
Whether you nailed it or whether you failed.
But I started to put it on my
Twitter.
You know, I change my Twitter deal every couple of hours, it seems. But I almost put
your profile photo?
Yeah, I'm Robert McCall.
You are.
From The Equalizer.
Well, every time I scroll across and I'm like, huh. I always think that it's a burner account of you.
Yeah.
Because it's a new face. It's the same name.
6x9 smoking burners. Yeah, exactly. Wow, is this our buddy?
Hey, let's go to the phone, Shane. Take a moment to talk to Asian Wyatt. What's up, Wyatt? How you doing, Wyatt?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Doing good. Not too bad. First of all, if you're going to go get Chinese food at Wong, you got to get the Korean food there. That's the place to
right. Okay. This is what we're doing today.
Yes, get them, Wyatt.
Yes, sir.
That's the best traditional Korean food restaurant in town.
Well, that's good to know.
But that's the place where Michael says where the beanie bob is, where that might be his last meal.
Okay. I'm on it. I'm on it. Note to self.
All right. Anyway, I had a – because you guys are talking team culture, I had a question is – what I've always kind of wondered, too, is, like, you know, like, especially the last few years, guys that were starters, you know, even though they're starters, you know, they probably didn't have the best college experience because, you know, they kept losing all the time. But if, like, say, those same players were on a better team but they were more backups and didn't get as much playing time, would they, like, be basically have a happier – college experience overall?
Ooh, that's tough. Ask me one more time, Wyatt.
So basically, if a guy were a starter on a losing team.
Yep. Or a backup on a winning team?
Yeah, would their college experience be better?
Ask Alex Moran from Blue Mountain State. He loved his life.
gosh.
I would say a backup. You would prefer to be in a winning environment.
So
because I played on a losing team in high school for baseball, and not to say that my experience wasn't good, but it definitely would have been better if I played for a winning team. And even if I were a backup, I would know that I'm training with the best, I'm working with the best coach, and I can constantly try to put in the work to be the best in order to try to get into that starting role. Does that make sense? Or is in this hypothetical, can I not make it into a starting role?
I think I'm hypothetically you could. I mean, there's a lot of variables you can put in.
Right.
There, yeah. So I'm afraid to give a blanket answer, Wyatt. And you know, I typically don't wimp out, but I think it depends on what you're there for. Because a lot of people will tell you college is about making memories, right? And the experience. But it depends on what your goals are, right? If they're individually driven, it's probably more about the individual experience. If it's team driven, then it's probably more about the team outcome, right? I felt like if I just used myself and I'm being 100% honest, I would say to myself, okay, I don't have to start all the time. I want to play enough to be successful, because if I'm successful, then people from Nebraska get drafted. That's how I thought, right? Because when I went there, I didn't necessarily think, ooh, I'm going to the league. I just wanted to contribute, because I felt like if I could contribute, that would be good enough. So,
okay.
But I don't know if I could lose all the time either. You know, I was 0-9 as a quarterback, as a junior at Northwest. I didn't win one as a head coach there. But at no point was I like, ooh, if I just had a lesser role and we won. You know what I mean? So I think it just kind of depends on what your goals are.
Yeah.
That's actually a good
It's a really good question.
It is. I mean, if you're Bama or Georgia, you think half those guys know that they don't have to? I mean, who was it, Michi? Who was the wide receiver that was like sixth on Bama's depth chart and he was playing like 3 years in the league?
Mm-hmm.
Just because he was at Bama.
Yeah. Was it John Mechie?
Yeah.
No. I don't think he's played enough yet.
It was one of those guys. Where'd the question come from, Wyatt?
I don't know.
Just thinking. He's just thinking today.
Deep thinker. Hey, can I say something without you being offended? Because it's Japanese, so it doesn't really count.
Is it about miso soup?
No, maybe.
No, but I got some Japanese barbecue sauce.
Okay.
And I went with it was basically the basic. There were like six different ones, and it tastes a lot like what they put in like fried rice. What's the secret? Is it mirin? Is it a sauce? Like what transforms the fried rice?
I know for like a restaurant, it's the heat on the stove that makes it different than you can make it at home.
The
but
heat?
As far as like an ingredient goes, I don't have a good answer for you.
That's all right. Well, you can't.
We appreciate the call though, Wyatt.
Thanks, Wyatt.
All right,
have a great Tuesday. We'll be back with the Sports Six Pack.